Research predicts more than 30 billion Internet of Things, or IoT, devices by 2020. How and where is this technology being implemented most successfully? Find out when we return to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Coming up, just so we're clear, the first rule of Hack Club, you talk about Hack Club. The second rule of Hack Club is you talk about Hack Club. So what exactly is Hack Club? And why are schools teaching teenagers how to break into computer systems? It's a thing. We'll explain after these tech headlines. Facebook's specialized news section could launch as early as the end of October with links to stories from about 200 publications. But the Wall Street Journal is learning that only about a quarter of them will get paid to be on the site. Facebook is in talks with outlets including Wall Street Journal parent Dow Jones, The Washington Post, The New York Times, Business Insider, BuzzFeed, HuffPost, and The Philadelphia Inquirer. The company's move to pay licensing fees for some of its news comes as big tech platforms face increasing legal and regulatory scrutiny. Facebook says it will only highlight publishers that meet the criteria of its news page index, which requires sites to focus on news reporting and bars those that repeatedly share misinformation or bombard readers with advertising. But the company also notes that it will be mindful to include a diversity of viewpoints. For more details, head to WSJ.com. After weeks of upheaval, WeWork is officially pulling its IPO. On Monday, WeCo said it would request to withdraw its initial public offering filing with the Securities Exchange Commission to focus on its core business. This comes after its CEO, Adam Neumann, was ousted and the company announced that it would be slashing thousands of jobs to cut costs. WeWork, which provides shared workspaces, had expected a huge infusion of cash in the public offering, but skepticism from prospective public market investors led to the IPO delay and the subsequent replacement of Mr. Neumann with two of his former deputies. And FYI, it's easier to rip people off through social media and online marketplaces than through traditional fake phone calls and scam emails. A new report shows that online marketplaces like Craigslist and eBay are among the most lucrative venues for cybercriminals to hunt for targets. In the study conducted by the Better Business Bureau, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and a Stanford research group, 9 out of 10 respondents said they initially failed to recognize fake ads on social media and proceeded to engage. Slightly over half of them eventually lost money. Coming up, a look at hack clubs and why schools are teaching teenagers to break into computer systems.
Welcome back to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business. How and where is the Internet of Things, or IoT, being implemented best? We asked Denise Hasty, SVP of Comcast Business.
Comcast Business partnered with the City of Detroit on a crime reduction and deterrent initiative where we deployed IoT devices such as smart cameras to give the police extra eyes and ears. That system and network helped to reduce crime in those areas by over 50%.
These days, teenagers are forming hack clubs, and what they're doing is hacking traditional education. Stay with me here, because essentially what they're doing is creating new ways to learn about the exciting new world of coding, and it could be happening right now. Let's get confirmation. Joining us now via Skype from Los Angeles is the Wall Street Journal's Julie Jargon. Hi, Julie. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
Sure. So, you know, whenever we speak, it's like you're opening up this world that I'm not familiar with, teenagers and technology. Now, this is something new. Hack clubs. Can you actually first describe what these are and how these came to be?
Sure. There are a number of high school students across the country who are forming hack clubs. And what they mean by hacking is not the type of hacking you and I might immediately think of, which is, you know, criminals hacking into government websites or credit card companies and stealing customers' bank data. They are really just coding, trying to develop apps, solve real world problems through technology and coding. But they're calling them hack clubs because, you know, it sounds a little bit cooler, as one teenager told me, than calling it a coding club. But in the bigger sense of the word, they're also hacking kind of the traditional educational system which apparently there aren't a ton of computer science courses available to K through 12 students. And the ones that are often taught by teachers or through textbooks. And so the idea of these hack clubs is that students are forming these after school groups that are led by fellow students, and they're learning how to code websites and apps to provide solutions to a variety of different real world problems.
Seems like the cool new name for a computer club or something. But I mean, we're in cooler times, I guess. And coding is the thing. Is coding club and hacking club, I guess it's an interchangeable kind of thing, just to be clear.
Exactly. Now, there are also ethical hackers, people who are starting to enter different contests to try to hack government websites and the like. On purpose and with the blessing of government agencies as a way to find bugs in their programs and make their websites more secure. So there are programs like that where teenagers are encouraged to hack and, you know, find out a weakness in a system that can then be fixed.
And the word for this is white hat hacker? Is this, okay, we're learning new words
these
here.
These are new terms to me too, yes. Those are called either ethical hackers or white hat hackers. Those are people who are not trying to steal sensitive data, but are just trying to expose holes in websites and other security flaws that can then be patched up.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, so because this was kind of born in trying to understand hacking, or at least make coding more accessible or what have you, which leads to the question, could these kids get too smart? Could this get out of hand?
Well, yes. There was actually a study that was just completed and published by the University of Michigan recently that showed that, you know, a lot of times when teenagers start hacking, it starts off being fairly innocuous, but as they get a taste of what they can do, sometimes they take it farther and they do things they shouldn't be doing. And so that is something that, you know, parents need to be aware of and have those discussions with their kids about what they're doing. And a lot of the kids that I talk to for this column who are part of, you know, these different hack clubs and attend hackathons, they had to convince their parents to let them do it because the first thing that came to their parents' mind was, you want to do what?
Yeah. But I guess this is this was something that was lacking in traditional schooling, and it's catching on now, and it seems to be gaining some traction. Do you expect to just see more of these? Will this become more commonplace as it starts to catch on?
I think so. I mean, I think a lot of young people are realizing that these kind of coding skills are important skills to have in this day and age, that there are a lot of jobs out there in the tech space where these kind of skills could really come in handy and make, you know, people marketable in the job force. And so I think, you know, you will see more of these. And there's a nonprofit group out of San Francisco called Hack Club with the very purpose of helping high schools establish these clubs and give them a little bit of heads up with some curriculum and helping connect them with other people that they can learn how to, you know, get corporate sponsorship so that they can run their own hackathons. And a hackathon, just so you know, is usually a one-day event where a lot of kids come together, they divide up into small teams, and they have a project that they come up with, and they have, you know, one day to create a website or an app or something that you know, kind of solves a problem. And these are kind of fun things that actually were more common until recently just at the college level, but mm-hmm. have become open to more, you know, high school students and younger.
Very interesting. Julie Jargon, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
And that is Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.